Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Áine Kerr here, sitting in for Brendan. Barry Lenehan, you're coming to us live in studio here, from the election centre in Ortiz. I'm convinced at this stage you have not slept because you've been very, very busy tweeting out results and keeping the website updated. But
want to sleep with all this excitement, Áine?
Christmas Eve for all the political reporters. We're 3 hours now into day two of ballot counting. What are we looking at in terms of number of council seats filled, Barry?
So at this stage, we have 113 first counts completed from 166 local electoral areas. One county is completed entirely, the good people of County Leitrim. But at the moment, 250 of 949 seats are filled. And at the moment, Fine Gael in the lead with that, taking they have 78 seats. Fianna Fáil have 68 seats. Both Sinn Féin and the Labour Party have 14 seats. Social Democrats have 4. The Green Party have 3. Aim to have 3 as well. Just getting elected there in the last few moments, Jim Codd in Wexford, a sitting councillor, and 57 independents, which are politicians of every hue and variety, from those who've backed protests against the Housing of International Protection applicants to family dynasties, to those linked to independent TDs like Michael Lowry and the Healy Ray family, of course, as well. So really now the race is on to see who will be the top dog at local government level between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. As it ever has been thus in Irish politics, both parties seem confident that they will emerge out on top this afternoon. Fine Gael did seem confident the last time in 2019, saying that they would win, but ultimately it was Fianna Fáil who came on top with a bit to spare. So both sides hopeful and confident. They'll be watching key cans now as the rest of the day progresses.
We talked a lot about independence and a mini surge there. We also talked a lot this morning about Sinn Féin. Any particular candidates that we should be watching out for rest of day to kind of give us a sense of where all of that is trending?
Yeah, well, I mean, on independence alone, you have a former Sinn Féin candidate, Patrick Pearse Holohan, an MMA fighter who was elected for Sinn Féin in 2019. You'll recall he left the party after making controversial remarks around then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, but he's topped the poll in Tallaght. And he's actually also in contention for a seat in another part of Tallaght as well. So that's a particularly interesting one. A potential story emerging in Ballyjames Duff and Cavan, where Lester Gordon of the Irish Party, which would be of a right-wing hue, is in real contention to gain a seat there in that part of the country. So that's one to watch as well. But really, it'll be interesting to see who emerges as the day goes on. Lots of different independent candidates, as I say, of a different hue. For instance, in Galway City, you've around half a dozen former members of the Progressive Democrats, the party now defunct, whom are likely to be elected. Donal Lyons topping the poll there for the sixth time ever, and Aim to looking to pick up a seat there as well. In Galway, with Padraig Lenehan, no relation of mine, but he is a relation, the nephew of Mary O'Rourke and the cousin, of course, of the late Minister Brian Lenehan. So family trends throughout all the results that are coming in as well.
So the number of local seats starting to rack up. What of the Europeans? How's that going to unfold over the next few days?
So they're around 2 hours into counting in some areas now in the European elections. We won't have a first count result until 10 o'clock tonight, as everything has to be done, remember, in tandem or in synchronisation with our European neighbours. You will have probably a result from Dublin around that point. Ireland South, below Nemo Rangers, seem confident as well of producing a result tonight as well. And the Midlands Northwest, where you remember the ballot paper is 28 inches long, so quite the movement of shuffling of papers has to go through there. That could take some time, and indeed it's expected it could ultimately be the longest electoral count in the history of the state. So this, you're in for the long haul here. It's a marathon, not a sprint, for those Europeans. But one thing to note in the Europeans, obviously we're looking at where they're going to go. Dublin, Sinn Féin, at the moment on the first preference, as we we've gone through in our nerve centre. Sinn Féin is on around 12% in Dublin across the four local authority areas. And if that's replicated in the European constituency across two candidates, then ultimately it could be fatally catastrophic for their chances.
So a bun fight at the bottom with the third and fourth seat there. What of the Limerick mayoral elections? We obviously could see the independent candidates doing well yesterday in the early tallies. Any movement yet this morning and this afternoon?
Well, some of the mayoral candidates have been elected in the last few hours in Limerick, including Frankie Daly and Conor
Sheehan. And on the Limerick mayoral elections
So those candidates are running in the mayoral elections. We won't have an indication until tomorrow as to how that will go, but it would appear that John Moore, the independent candidate, former Secretary General, or formerly of the Department of Finance, that he has slipped the field here and he should ultimately come home successful. 25% in tallies with a clear break to the next contender, Annette O'Donnell, who is obviously of the Fine Gael Jean pool as well. But all that will become clear. I think people in Limerick perhaps have a bigger date with Destiny First, with events in Thurles at 4 o'clock, which perhaps will slow the count maybe for the Euro South constituency and halt it altogether maybe in the Midwest.
Is there talk of a temporary pause of the
Clare
count?
Clare have agreed a temporary pause, but they did also bring in lots of food last night for count staff to work through the night. I got three counts done. They have another three to get through today. A lot of them there, we see from pictures, are wearing their Clare jerseys as they move the ballot papers around, but they want to be done for 4 o'clock. And of course, if they win, which would be their sixth ever Munster title, remember, Limerick going for six in a row, that I'm sure they'd want to enjoy the celebrations rather than the bun fight for the final seat in Kilrush.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Barry Lennon of RTÉ Radio 1, thank you for bringing us through that synopsis of the latest in the polling and tallies.